This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi releases the 20th installment of Kisan Samman Nidhi and transferred ₹20,500 crore directly to bank accounts of over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers across the country. In Nagaland, farmers witnessed the release of the 20th installment of PM Kisan scheme at various places, and Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio virtually inaugurates 51 school infrastructure projects under Samagra Siksha Initiative. Prime Minister Modi released a 20th installment of Kisan Samman Nidhi and transferred 20,500 crore directly to the bank accounts of over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers across the country from Varanasi yesterday. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated 52 developmental projects worth 2,200 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering, talking about farmers, PM Modi said that PM Kisan Samman Nidhi is an example of the government's commitment towards farmers' welfare. He criticized the opposition for their negative narrative. The Prime Minister informed that 3,75 crore rupees till date have been transferred to the farmers' account under PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. In Nagaland, farmers witnessed the release of the 20th installment of PM Kisan scheme at various places. Advisor for Agriculture Mathung Mayadhan joined the nationwide launch from Naga United Village at the state-level telecast jointly organized with ICAR Janapani. Mr. Yanthan said so far 2.38 lakh farmers from Nagaland have benefited under the scheme, receiving a total of more than 680 crore rupees. Within the latest installment, over 40 crore has been credited to the accounts of farmers in the state, he added. The advisor asserted that the continued support under PM Kisan reflects the government's commitment to farmers' welfare and strengthening of the rural livelihoods. The Krishi Vigyan Kendra KVK, in collaboration with the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Government of Meghalaya, yesterday organized a program at Mameti, 6th Mile, Upper Shillong, to telecast the national release of the 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme. The program was graced by Srimati B. Milem Umlong, Director of Agriculture, Government of Meghalaya, as the chief guest. The event saw enthusiastic participation from farmers across East Khasi Hills district. In her address, Umlong reiterated the government's commitment to farmers' welfare. As of now, Meghalaya has seen 1,50,411 farmers benefit under the scheme, with a total of rupees 32 crore disbursed. Under the 20th installment alone, around 1.9 lakh farmers in the state will receive approximately 46.64 crore. As Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme from Varanasi yesterday in Tripura, a total of 45.43 crore was disbursed to 2,90,037 registered farmers through direct bank transfer. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha made his announcement during a program held at the State Agriculture Research Station in AD Nagar. Chief Minister Saha stated that 77,143 individuals who recently received land titles, pattas, under the Forest Rights Act, FRA, have been registered as farmers and have received financial aid under PM Kisan for the first time. In Sikkim, the Department of Agriculture, ICAR, KVK and State Agricultural Management and Extension Training Institute participated virtually from Ranipur with Principal Director T.T. Bhutia as a chief guest. In Sikkim, out of the approximately 65,000 farmer families, around 34,000 farmers are registered under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme and have collectively received 61 crore 66 lakh 84,000 so far. Additional Director and State Nodal Officer Rachana Gurung shared this information during the program. In Manipur, Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla virtually participated in the national event marking the release of the 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. The installment was formally launched by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. The State Principal Secretary Agriculture Arun Kumar Sinha, Secretary of the Governor Sumant Singh, along with other officials attended the event. Additionally, the State Department of Agriculture, in collaboration with the Krishi Vigyan Kendras of each district, organized PM Kisan Diwas across the state. The ICAR Research Complex for NH Region, Manipur Center and its constituent Krishi Vigyan Kendra organized PM Diwas at its Lampelpat campus to commemorate the 20th installment of the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi Yojana. In a significant boost to the education sector in Nagaland, Chief Minister Nephew Rio yesterday virtually inaugurated 51 school infrastructure projects under the Samagra Shiksha Initiative. Speaking at the event held at his residential complex in Kohima, Dr. Rio reaffirmed the state government's commitment to providing equitable and quality education, stating that education stands at the core of Nagaland's development. Since 2019, Nagaland has received nearly 200 crore rupees under the Samagra Shiksha Scheme for Infrastructure, out of which projects worth more than 158 crores have been completed. The newly launched projects worth over 33 crore rupees include school buildings, hostels, teachers' quarters, boundary walls, and water facilities designed to enhance the learning environment. Assam Rifles commemorated Friendship Day by organizing a special outreach event in Kakching district, in which students from Assam Rifles Public School Kakching visited the Kalyan Ashram Orphanage, where they celebrated the day with children from nearby orphanages and internally displaced persons camps. The highlight of the day was the symbolic exchange of friendship bands, a tender gesture affirming bonds of empathy and acceptance across life circumstances. Message boards with heartfelt notes and vibrant art corners gave children a platform for self-expression, weaving stories of hope through color and imagination. Manipur has been awarded the best Northeast state in organ donation and transplantation on the 15th Indian Organ Donation Day celebration held at Dr. Ambedkar International Center in New Delhi. The Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda handed over the award to IEC Manager of Manipur State Health Agency, who attended the function. Addressing the function, the minister said that last year the country achieved a remarkable milestone by performing nearly 18,900 transplants, which is the highest in a single year. He further said that in 2023, more than 3 lakh citizens pledged to donate organs through the National Organ and Tissue Transplant Organization. Nagaland Chief Minister T.R.J. Liang has underscored that strong local governance, grassroots participation and real-time data are key to sustainable development of remote areas. Addressing the state-level Sampurna Abhiyan Samman Samaroh at Kohima yesterday, he said these will help overcome challenges such as unemployment, rural distress, climate change and digital gaps. Mr. Ziliang, who is also the Minister of Planning and Transformation, highlighted the transformative impact of the aspirational districts and aspirational block programs in driving progress across key areas such as health, education, agriculture and social welfare. He lauded achievement of blocks like Thunokyu, Kongsa and Akhauhaito, which have achieved 100% saturation in multiple development indicators. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall across Arunachal Pradesh and has issued a red alert for 3 districts today. The 3 districts are East Kameng, Papum Pare and West Siang. According to the IMD, these districts are expected to experience thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and heavy rainfall at isolated places. In particular, Papum Pare district may receive more than 20 cm of rainfall in some areas. In addition to the red alert, the weather office has also issued an orange alert for 5 other districts and a yellow alert for the remaining districts, indicating the likelihood of heavy rainfall. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.